Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. This is a banging up with such a warm welcome today. Certainly today, the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. Do this in remembrance of me. You'll see, you can see it enshrined in so many places because it's associated with the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to 19 is where we find this passage of scripture that should forever live in the hearts of all those who know and love the Lord. You know, there are some things that we must never forget. Some things are inexcusable to forget. Some moments can be detrimental to our well-being if forgotten. Birthdays, anniversaries, unsignificant dates sometimes. There are some things that we must remember. The word remember is used in more than one way at times. It refers to intellect, and at times refers to the emotions of a person, and times it refers to both. Its meaning is synonymous with keep in mind, commemorate, be mindful of, and do this in remembrance of me. There are some significant moments in history and life that we must remember. And on this day, we will share just a few. You know, next Monday, we find that we'll be celebrating Memorial Day, which was initially called Decoration Day, which started in the 1860s in the South, where mothers of Confederate soldiers chose to also place flowers on the graves of the Union soldiers whose mothers were not present to do so. Memorial Day is a time in history that remembers the men and women who fought and died for freedom in the wars and conflicts of the past. World War I, World War II, Korean conflict, Vietnam, Gulf War, Afghan, Iraq, and others. We must remember Independence Day, 1776, the 4th of July, Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. There's a phrase at all VA centers around the country, the price of freedom can be viewed here. Also in scripture we find that is where remember comes up in association with remember Lot's wife in Luke chapter 17. Also the story is told in Genesis 19. Also in Exodus 20, also the Jews on it say remember the Sabbath. In Ecclesiastes 12:1, it talks about remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. In Hebrews 13, Colossians 4, the writer says, remember those in bond. And in Ephesians 2:11, we find that it says, remember your past as a reminder. In Acts 10, verse 4, we find that Cornelius actually came up for a memorial before God. And then later with the alabaster box in Matthew 26, her name came up for a memorial because she washed the Lord's feet with the hands of her head. But keep in memory the Lord in the night in which he was instituted the Lord's Supper, as we see in Luke 22 and 1 Corinthians 11, 23, and also in Acts 20, verse 7, where we came together to break bread. You see, this Memorial Day, when we talk about it in reference to Christ, is for true believers because when we do this in remembrance of him, we are expressing a testimony that is a confession of love and loyalty towards him. It's a commemoration of honoring of him. It's a celebration. It's a victory meal over death. It's a joint participation of unity in Christ as our Savior and King. It's acknowledgement of his coming again. It's an introspection when we look within. It's a circumspect when we look around. It's a retrospect. We look back to the cross. As anticipation, we look forward. When we talk about remembering the Lord, you know, God will remember our sins no more, according to Hebrews 8:12. We find that we remember when you were in bondage, and Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Well, those days are now past. You and I both can recall and remember when we were lost, when we were struggling with the sins of our life, and we really had no way out. There's someone, and we need to remember this person who introduced us to the gospel of Christ, who introduced us to the church of Christ. Today is something we must never remember. Those of us who are married must sometimes, in settling our present disputes, remember when we first met, Remember how we was inseparable? Remember when we laughed and talked all night long? Remember when we slipped around behind others who didn't know we even dating or seeing each other? Trying to get back to those great moments like those, to remember the good days, the yesteryears. I know, I remember when I was a kid and how that we should swim in the pond behind our house and how we had great fun as a family. We had family talent shows every year, and we all gathered as around as a family, and we displayed our talents, and we had this great time. There was no cell phone. There was no internet. There was no laptop. There was nothing but pure human-to-human interplay, and we had great moments and great times. And so on this day, I just want to bring to our mind just a few things to call our remembrance to the past, but more so how that you and I, when we are in tough situations and we don't seem to have a way out, we must remember that there's one who sits high and looks low. His name is Jesus. If he can't get us through our day, get us through our moment, then who can? And this is why he explained to them, said, when you come together, do this in remembrance of me. Take and eat and break, give thanks as a testimony until I come again. And so whenever we come together, as we do on every Lord's Day, that's the Christmas memorial day, we come together to break bread, we have to remember what the Lord did for us and why he did it for us. And even on to days like today, work days, when we are stressed out, remember what the Lord went through so you can have the freedom that you have. When temptation is upon you, remember who died that you might live. Just keep remembering all that Jesus did. When you feel that the boss is doing you wrong, remember how they treated him, how they led him through the street in shame, how they mocked him, they slapped him, they spat upon him, they hung him on the cross. And he was all innocent. And so let's remember what Jesus went through. When we think that no one loves me, no one cares. Even though all his friends and family was around the cross, no one could do anything to save him. No one could do anything to help him. Even his mother just looked on while they mutilated her son. And so again, let's remember all that he went through so that you and I might live. But also remember the leaders of your church. Remember the members who have gone before. Remember the old sisters who really kept things together in the church. I remember the brothers who probably couldn't read and write, but they could sing, and they was faithful and as committed to the body of Christ. Let's remember all the great times that we had. Vacation Bible school, Bible class, meals on the ground, the good old days of church life. Let's reach back sometime for ways to be encouraged because of our past. You know, the present and the future, we have no control over it, but we can remember the good things that we did for others and how the joy permeated in our hearts and our minds. So let's keep remembering. Do this in remembrance of me, the Lord said. And we do nothing else. Just do whatever we do. Do it to the glory of Christ. You know, there are those who try to make their light shine. We just let it shine, that we may glorify our Father, which is in heaven. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Hebrew writer in Hebrew 1 said, God, Christ is the express image of the icon of his Father. We have iconic celebrities today, and there are great images that we try to emulate. But Jesus also is the icon of all icons. And let's remember him, how he lived, suffered, and died, and came back from dead so that you and I might live. We want to encourage you this day as we continue to remember Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all the divine things you've done for us. We pray that you continue to enrich our souls and spirit, for those who are just tuning in on these telecasts day in and day out for all these many years. Let us be kind to one another. Let's show them that we appreciate for them just getting up and tuning in and supporting the preachers who are getting up and giving their hearts out for the lesson they prepare, in addition to all the other things that they do. Let us continue to pray that this ministry continues and that it grows. And let's be encouraged to dial in, encourage others to dial in when we can. Guys, keep us throughout the end of our day. This we do pray in the Son, Christ's name. Amen.